Amen. I need a song from heaven. Amen. When you get up in the morning and he put a song in your spirit, tell somebody, say, that's your song.
That's your song.
That's your song. That's your song that's going to carry you to your death. That's going to give you the breakthrough, the advantage that you need. That's your song. And you don't got to worry about anybody else making noise. You just keep on singing your song. People can be mad at you. You keep singing your song. Don't you let nobody come into your studio.
That's right.
Amen. Messing up your recording.
Right.
Melodies from heaven. Rain down on me. And if I need a sound, I need it from heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everybody making all kind of different sounds down here. Trying to be frustrated and aggravated. But they mad at you because you got the advantage. Don't get mad at me. I'm singing melodies from heaven. Mad at you because you serve a mighty God. If they served a mighty God like you, they would have an advantage too. Hallelujah. Melodies from heaven. Amen. You start singing heaven's tune. You'll get another result.
Come on now.
Huh?
Come on.
And you put that thing anywhere you go.
Come on.
I don't care if you in the Dollar Tree.
Yes, sir.
Huh? I don't care if you in Macy's.
Come on.
Huh? I don't care if you're on the south side, the west side, the east side of Gaston.
Come on.
You put that praise in the atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
And what's up got to come down.
Come on, sir.
Amen. He said, whatever you bind on earth
whatever shall
be bound in heaven.
Yes.
Whatever you loose on earth,
what
are you loosing?
Yes.
Are you loosing what God said
come on.
Or what you said?
Come on.
And if he's speaking something in heaven and you're speaking something different down here,
come on, you better say it.
You ain't getting nothing done.
Come on.
But whatever he said, only thing you got to do is repeat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. When you start repeating what he said,
yes,
it starts changing the atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you can say, it's turning around for me.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. That's why stuff ain't going to be like that always.
Yeah.
See, that's your hope right there, because it ain't going to stay like that.
Yeah.
Amen. People who ain't got no hope in God. They situations don't never change. But when you got hope in God, your situation can't stay the same. It can't stay cloudy all the time. It can't rain all the time. Sooner or later, it's going to turn in my favor. It's turning around for me.
Hallelujah.
I ain't got to worry about what your attitude is. Your bad decision.
Yes.
I ain't got to worry about this pain in my body.
Yes.
This threat of disease.
Yes.
He's turning it around.
Yes.
And all you got to do is just say what he said.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't like talking a lot. I don't like a lot of conversation. Because if it ain't got nothing, it ain't meaningful, it ain't worth talking about.
Yeah.
But when he say something,
yeah,
all you got to do is just say what he say.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're wasting a lot of time saying what you want to say.
Yes.
I ain't got time to waste.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
The time he gave you, you better make the best of it.
That's right.
Come on here.
Come on,
he made you to be an instrument.
Yes.
And when you cease to sound the way he wants you to sound, you ain't useful.
Come on.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
What do he need you for?
What does he need you for?
And those who fall in the wrong one, you see what happened to him. You see what happened to Satan.
That's right.
The Bible says he got cast down. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
If you're not doing what God created you to do,
come on.
And you can't be taught by other people. And anybody who's trying to turn you away from what God created you to do,
come on, sir.
That's the devil.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's your mama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come on here.
Yeah.
Your sister, brother.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Or it's your cricket toe.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
Keep you from going to church because you can't stand right.
Come on.
You better tell the doctor you need a brace.
Yeah.
All right.
You can find a way to make it to work. You can find a way to make it in God's house. If you can find a way to do sin, you can't find a way to praise God. Find the strength to do sin. You ain't got no strength to go to church, strength to pray, strength to study. But you say you know God.
Uh-oh.
Amen. You say you know God, but you don't give him nothing.
Yeah. Well,
The reason you stand is because he graced you with the strength.
Come on.
Right.
And if he take the strength, the breath out of your body, you will fall like a dead man.
That's right.
Amen.
And people walking around giving their strength to sin.
Yeah.
That's
right.
One day.
Amen. Amen. You're going to have to give an account for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
You're going to have to give an account.
Yeah.
The Bible says every man going to have to give an account for what he done.
Yeah.
Hmm? You better make your stuff count because of God.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Any good person who knows their business, they look at the books.
That's right.
Amen. You look at that accounting ledger, you will see everything.
Amen.
Amen. You got a good businessman. He looking at his books.
Yeah.
He got angels up there writing everything down.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
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 You better watch what you do and watch what you say.
Yes.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And you most definitely better watch who you praise.
Uh-oh.
Amen. So some folks praising the wrong thing.
Come on.
Yes.
Putting their strength in the wrong thing. Come on here.
Amen.
Whether it's their money they get on an hour,
mm-hmm.
some conversations on TV,
come on.
Or in some kind of room somewhere.
Yeah.
Huh? Believe in the creation more they believe the creator.
Uh-oh, come on now.
Amen.
Talk about, look at my dog. It's like the dog that used to be 20 years ago. Ain't no different than that dog than the dog that Miss Susie had. Ain't he so cute? No, he a mess. And you got to clean it up. Roof, roof.
Yeah, I know that.
Amen.
Amen.
Putting more love into an animal.
Uh-huh.
But you can't love something in God's image.
Come on.
Right.
Put insurance, life insurance on a dog.
They will.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
And you won't feed a, you'll feed a stray dog. That dog, come on. But if somebody on the side of the corner, they're starving, you won't get them nothing to eat.
Amen.
You saying it good.
Mm-hmm. And you sit here passing God.
Yeah.
Made in his image. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't say you had to give them your home or your car.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. But I ain't never left nobody home.
Come on, no.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you got a dollar, I think some stuff come back on the shelf for a dollar now.
Uh-huh.
In Jesus' name. There's a few things. Amen.
Call it in.
Huh?
Amen.
Somebody, you can feed, do something.
Yeah.
Amen. Seeing people who need prayer talking about, well, I just got this going on, sister, and you don't sit there and say, yes, pray.
Amen.
Huh? On the spot.
On the spot.
Don't give no encouraging word. Melodies from heaven.
Come on.
Hmm? Right. What's going on up there, the saints? You say, what's going on up there? What's going on up in heaven?
Yes.
Amen. I'm doing my best every day.
Come on.
To make sure I don't embarrass God.
Amen.
Not that he can be embarrassed, because he know all things.
Yes.
But I'm saying I'm on my part.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to live right. Talk today.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You think about it a little bit. You get a little older, you stop doing this dumb stuff.
Amen.
Because you know it ain't gonna count for nothing.
That's right.
You get the real deal. You start knowing the real deal.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna mess with you. I'm gonna go to Matthew second chapter. Amen. Matthew, the second chapter, verse 1 through 2, and then we're going to go 9 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. You find us in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm the righteousness of God.
I am the righteousness of God.
Therefore, I am entitled.
The favor of God
is among the righteous.
The favor of God
surrounds the righteous.
Therefore,
it surrounds me.
And everywhere I go.
And in everything I do.
I expect
the favor of God to be in full manifestation.
In my life.
Never again. Will I be without the favor of God.
It rests richly upon me.
It profusely abides in me. I'm a part of the generation that is experiencing God's favor immeasurably, limitlessly, and surpassingly. Therefore, favor produces supernatural increase, promotion, restoration,
honor,
increased assets,
greater victories,
prominence,
preferential treatment,
petitions granted.
Policies and rules change.
Yes.
Somebody's sin has got pardoned 15 years.
Yes.
Amen.
You think this thing don't work?
Hey.
Amen.
Huh? Yes. Are we just saying this to say it?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Come on, sir.
Yes.
Your confessions are what you putting in the atmosphere.
Yes.
And if you're not confessing anything, you're confessing something.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen.
Because the living speaks.
Yes.
Dead people don't say anything.
That's right.
Amen.
So if you're not saying anything, your situation is staying the same.
Say it.
Petitions granted.
Policies.
And rules.
Change.
They changing policies all the time.
Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
But God's word is on every policy.
Yes.
Amen.
It never circulates to the bottom. It always stands on the top, and all the policies go under the word.
Yes.
Amen. The government's on his shoulders. That's what the word say. Come on here.
Yeah.
Policies and rules change.
Policies and rules change.
It don't affect you.
That's right.
Amen. Even when it don't look like it's in your favor, it's in your favor.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
Even look like you getting denied, you still getting favor.
Yes.
Some of your greatest victories wasn't the battles that you seen won.
That's right.
It was the ones that you was never involved in.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Well.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on here.
Yes, sir.
You never seen them. Yeah. Them was your greatest ones.
Yeah. Yes.
which I do not have to fight.
Which I do not have to
the favor of God goes before me.
The favor of God goes before me.
Therefore, my life,
will
never be the same.
This is the time
of God's favor in my life. That's the favor of God in
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, it ain't nothing wrong with standing up a little bit.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
I go mighty. Mother, I got a lot of strength. You got a lot of strength. I got a long way to go. Amen.
Amen.
Look how strong God made you.
Amen.
You didn't never think you was going to get to no 90 years, did you?
Yeah.
All the hell you been through.
Yeah.
You didn't know you was that strong, did you? Because of God's word. Come on now. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit,
saith the Lord.
All them hard times that thought was going to break you down. Those hard times have expired, and you still here. You ain't on a hill, you on a mountain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You better look at God's power in your life.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, wise men from the east arose in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star at his rising, and have come to worship him." Verse 9, after hearing the king, they went on their way. And there was the star they had seen at his rising. It led them until it came to a stop above the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overwhelmed with joy. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and fell to their knees. They worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned their own country another route.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Holy Spirit, these are your children.
Yes.
You're the pastor here.
Yes.
Minister to your people.
Yes.
As only you know how. Yes. We plead the blood over this meeting.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God, receiving your word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Speak from a subject. A calling stronger than your position. A calling stronger than your position.
Say so, sir.
A calling stronger than your position.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
That calling is something else.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You may hear it on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Amen. You may hear it on the inside.
Come on.
But God just may show you. And make you attracted to it. Amen. These men said that they seen this star at its rising. This star was coming up above that was already in place. Stars that were already in place. This star, this particular star, started to rise above all the other stars. Amen. This star came up and stood above the stars in the sky. Now, you know, as a kid, you see stars. You know, we used to be in the backyard. We used to look at the stars. they used to tell us those was the saints that passed before. Amen. That's what they used to tell us. Amen. And we say, that's you don't know who that is. Like a lot of dots up there. Amen. They ain't got no name on them. But we just believe that that was the saints who passed on before. Amen.
Amen.
These men, the Bible says, they were from the Babylonian, Persia area. Mm-hmm. Amen. At that time, we know that those were, the Babylonian, the Persia areas was the only force that could match up to even defeat Rome. Mm-hmm. Amen. That was a nation of people. These three wise men, they weren't just wise men, but in other translations, they say there were three kings. Travel.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We know that kings have entourages.
Uh-huh.
Hmm? No king travels by himself.
That's right.
The distinction was leadership. Three kings of Orient time.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The Bible says that they traveled thousands of miles. It said it took them about 2 years to get to Bethlehem. 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 2 years to travel. Just to see something special. Amen. 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 We it's hard. Some people to travel 5 miles by car to the church.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Come on here now.
Yes, sir.
These men travel thousands of miles to get to the place.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Where the Savior was. The Bible says that they travel. I want to talk about traveling.
Yeah.
Traveling, depending on the distance, can be painful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Some people say, well, your time to travel from here to New York or from here to Chicago, and they might give you a certain amount of time. But it always depends on the terrain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We know they was traveling through rough terrain to get to the Savior.
Amen.
Amen. But they was traveling with a purpose. Amen. They was traveling because the calling was stronger than how they felt.
That's right.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Stronger than how the surroundings were. Of course, I could imagine that they would get some kind of what? Sublicity. Because they wasn't poor traveling people.
That's right.
They stood out. Amen. They stood out because they had a kingship, authority.
Uh-huh.
Amen. You might as well say these was three different nations riding together.
Yeah.
Amen. Coming to see the one.
Uh-huh.
The King of Kings.
Come on, sir.
Amen. God didn't put a regular audience around his son. Amen. He put dignitaries and people who was distinguished.
That's right.
Amen. We talk about, the Bible says, it said in Revelation, every knee shall bow.
Everything.
And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord over all.
Come on,
amen. You got people who's leading nations, ordering the nations to bow.
Come on, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now think about it. Kings are coming to bow down to the one and only God. The Bible says that they started to travel, and they got to Jerusalem. Amen. They got to Jerusalem and they met this man called Herod.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Herod was a man who was hungry after political power.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Even the people would say in that country that he was an Ospar. An Ospar was a person who took power. Is U-S-U-R-P-E-R. A usurper. Usurper.
Mm-hmm.
Said that he would take power or position illegally.
That's right.
Amen. We know that the Roman authority put him in place over Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Four cities were in Jerusalem at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was over those cities.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophecy came because he had the scribes and the priests to come in there to give him some information about these stars. This prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That came from the prophets. And the Bible says that they told him that this child would come from Bethlehem of Judea. amen, the lowest city in his district, the less likely city in his district. I want you to know God has choose the less likely person to do what he wants to be done.
Yes, amen.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. You might feel like you're not as likely to succeed. But I'm going to let you know, if God put his hand on you, they'll never see you come.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I remember the time in 2018 that we took my son's team, the Stanley Blue Devils, went to Florida.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Now, we was facing a lot of different teams from everywhere. Mm-hmm. Jay was one of the coaches on that team.
Uh-huh.
These kids were coming from California, Baltimore, New York, Florida, every direction. Mm-hmm. These teams were coming. And they never thought that this team, Stanley Blue Devils, from a little town, amen, in North Carolina,
yeah,
would ever rise anywhere, would ever go anywhere in this competition.
Come on.
Amen. This was a national competition.
Uh-huh.
Amen. We see that Jesus was in a place that nobody thought anything about. Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
Never suspected that a star would rise from
Come
there.
On.
Amen. But the Bible says that these men was attracted to this star.
Mm-hmm.
We went through that whole tournament. Amen. And one after one. We didn't get the easiest team first. We got the team who won two national titles. Amen. And they upset those rascals.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They defeated them,
yeah,
in the first round. Went, yeah, to the second round and beat somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally they made it to the championship round. That was the easiest one. Amen. They ran through that game.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But nobody seen this team coming.
Uh-huh.
And when it was on stage, everybody was surprised that this team came from nowhere.
Nowhere.
To win the national title.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Unprecedented.
Come on.
Thank you.
But God uses the most unlikely thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
The unlikely thing.
Mm-hmm.
They never thought you would ever get saved.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? They never thought you would be a minister.
Come on.
Or a prophet or a prayer warrior.
Come on.
Or a good mother or a good father.
Yes, yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. They thought you was the least likely to become the employee of the month.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, because you let God put his hand on you.
Yes.
That you started to rise.
Amen.
Amen.
Herod seen these three wise men. Amen. With ill intentions in his heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Come on now.
That's why sometimes you can't run too quick when you get invited or somebody introduced themselves.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Just hold for a minute.
Yep.
Amen. Just hold for a minute.
Hold for a minute.
They might seem intriguing. Huh? Mm-hmm. Intellectually stimulating. They might seem like they're with you at first. Amen. Just hold for a minute.
Amen.
Just hold for a minute. I don't care how many degrees they got.
Right.
I don't care what they drive.
Come on, sir.
Just hold for a minute.
Yes, sir.
Herod said, I know you came from far seeking the child.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When you find him, let me know so I can too come worship. We know in Jerusalem that Herod, let's be honest now, Herod was one of the ones who was funding to build the temple.
Yeah,
that's right.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Yeah. Now God can use the devil to bring money to church too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Give
them
Jesus. That's right.
Amen. I heard one pastor say, one of the members said, why you going to take that drug dealer's money? That's bad money.
Uh-huh.
He said, ain't nothing wrong with that money.
Right.
Ain't no such thing as bad money. What's bad when you ain't got no shoes to wear? When you ain't got no clothes to put, that's bad.
That's bad.
Huh? Talking about that's bad money. He bringing money just like you made money out there. Amen. God used this man to build the church.
Yeah,
the temple where the Bible says in history where Jesus went several times,
yeah,
to the different festivals.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
You
know why the Bible says that God, he'll make the enemy your footstool. And that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just.
Yes, sir. That's me.
Even when they don't mean well by it, they still got to give it.
That's right.
They don't know the purpose of it, but they still got to give
it.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that he said, let me know where the baby is so I can come worship. Mm-hmm. Amen. They left there. And the Bible said when they left there, the star started to guide them. Mm-hmm. Mm. For they seen it rise. Mm-hmm. Now it's leading them.
Yeah.
That seems like that's something out of Exodus.
Come on now.
Cloud by day, fire by night.
Yeah.
God leading you to your purpose.
Yeah.
Leading you to your breakthrough.
Yeah.
Leading you to your promised land.
Come on.
Leading you to your meeting.
Yes, sir.
You, leading you to a word. Leading to you to life.
Yeah.
The star led them to the place. And it set GPS.
Come on.
Maps. Wise. Waves. And it set right there at the place where the Savior was. They knew it was him.
Yeah.
They came and worshiped. The Bible says that they gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I want to say, you know, this myth that people got about people of God supposed to be poor.
Mm-hmm. That's a lie. A lie. Amen.
Come on here.
Amen.
Pastors don't supposed to have none.
Mm-hmm.
They supposed to, come on here.
Yeah, come on.
The Bible says that they brought gold. They bought gold. Frankincense and myrrh. Gold representing wealth.
Uh-huh.
Frankincense represents the deity.
Uh-huh.
His position. Uh-huh. Amen. And the myrrh represent the ointment that they would do before burial.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible said Jesus was rich.
Yes.
Some theologians even said, well, I read, they said that was the wealth where he could transition. He went from Bethlehem to Egypt and came back. He was there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to worry about money.
That's right.
God could bless you where he put you somewhere in the city. You ain't got to worry about no money.
Hallelujah.
You ain't got to pray about money. Money is not an issue.
That's right.
Come on here.
Yeah.
Would you like to be in a place where money ain't an issue?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes
sir.
Amen.
Mm.
Great thing.
Come on here now.
Yes.
God can bless you like that.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible says those men went on their way. They had a dream not to go the way that they came. They went another direction. Sometimes you got to block people.
Yes. You say that good. Say it good.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They blocked here. They wasn't going to talk to hear it no more. They wasn't going to give him no more information.
Right.
Sometimes you go to parts in your life that you got to make a decision to block some folks.
Because right.
They ain't got no information for you.
Yeah.
And if the devil come with information, he ain't got nothing new to say.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Block some folks.
Come on,
when you walk into your new season.
Yeah.
Amen. We're on the cusp of going into 2024.
Yeah.
You might have to block some people so they can't track you. You might see yourself gaining more momentum with you not being tracked.
Amen.
You know, a real tracker, he can track what's going on in the woods. He know if there's a bear or if there's a panther, he know different paws, different patterns. Amen. And he can track. Where these animals, if it's a deer, amen. He can track where these animals go. And anything the devil wants from you or desire from you the most is to track you.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
He don't want you, he wants your blessing.
Uh-oh, say that good, sir.
Say it.
Did you hear what I said?
Uh-huh.
The enemy don't want you, he wants your blessing.
Say it good.
But he'll use you to get your blessing.
Yeah.
You got to block some things.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I know it might sound tough, something you don't want to do.
Come on.
Amen. Because you'd be like, oh, well, you know, I wear my tail. It's time to go somewhere.
Yes, sir.
If you got to go somewhere, you got to make sure some things are blocked so you can't be hindered.
Come on, son.
Bible said that they went another. other route. I'm not going the same way. I'm not doing the same thing. I'm not talking to the same folk. Another route. Another way. I'm leaving with the blessing. I'm leaving with my experience. I'm leaving with my anointing. I just seen the King of Kings in the room with him. Hallelujah, Jesus. And people say, "What? I wonder why Herod didn't track the three wise men. Because they were kings. And kings don't track kings.
That's right now.
Amen. Not from a nation that's almost bigger than the Roman Empire.
Come on now.
You didn't want to sit here and have no interference there, because that could have been a war. Think about it. Amen. You got three kings coming. Talking to one king. And the Bible didn't say anything about those three kings' entourage. Because it doesn't matter. The Bible talks about the head. They don't talk about the tail. Talk today.
Say so.
Amen.
Say so.
Because God knew only kings could track a king. He sent kings to track a king.
Amen.
You hear what I said?
Yeah.
He sent three nations to bow down to one.
Amen.
You see how powerful God is?
Amen.
That he sent three nations to bow down to one.
Mm-hmm.
One God, one king, the true and the living God. And it's amazing how God could come in the flesh. And three nations come and bow down. But some folks won't bow down. They got their opinions are too high.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Attitudes are too high.
Come on.
Huh? Come on here.
Come on.
They got something holding against somebody else that's too high.
Come on, sir.
But they yell for a breakthrough.
Come on now.
They yell for deliverance.
Yeah.
They yell for peace. Come on. But do you see three nations bow down? You can't bow down?
Amen.
Huh? The calling is stronger than your position. That means you got to get out of position so you can keep hearing the call.
Yes. Come on, sir. Come on.
These men stay out of they didn't look at their position for 2 years trying to find Jesus. The call was stronger than their position.
Yeah.
Is your call stronger than your position?
Mm-hmm.
Stronger than what you know?
Come on now.
Stronger than what you grew up in?
Come on.
Huh? Come on now.
Come on.
Stronger than that booty call?
Say it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Stronger than that drug? Stronger than your position. And when you hear God call you, he's not calling you because of no reason, because he just need to call you. He's calling you out of something, to something. Those men left their kingdoms.
Come on, yes, yes.
And history says that they had somewhat of Jewish descent. Left in that Babylonian Persia area because they were some of the Jews that didn't come out. Amen. When Babylon finally let the Jews free, Israel free, after 70 years being in bondage,
mm-hmm.
some of them didn't leave.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Some historians say they was coming from those areas, but they had Jewish descent.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They had power and rulership.
Mm-hmm.
And they came from a foreign land. When the land that Jesus was born in didn't even accept him. Hmm? Jesus born in Bethlehem, capital Jerusalem, and they didn't even accept him there. But some foreign kings came from far and near to bow down to him. You're going to let somebody that's far come and worship God better than you?
Come on now.
Come on here. You're going to let somebody who don't get to go to church as much as you outpraise you? You didn't have more practice.
Amen.
All right, Pastor.
You didn't have more training day.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And you're going to let somebody who don't even get to come to church like that because they don't have transportation or they work all the time, when they finally get a chance, they out praising you?
Come on now.
Amen. The man who get more practice time should be more athletically inclined to win.
That's right.
Than the man who don't. But it's the calling that's stronger than your position. And while you may have access all the time to the sanctuary, you might look at your position stronger than your call.
Come on now.
Jesus.
But God is calling you. Amen.
Amen.
Out of, into. He had to call you out of your familiar place to somewhere where you didn't even know where you were going. Amen. But he put signs along the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes in my life, I didn't know exactly what was going on, but God put some signs, different places. Amen. It was just a little bit of a sign. Amen. When I needed some hope, and I didn't necessarily have somebody to give me some hope or pray for me or encourage me, he said, look down. And I seen some ants, and they kept on working. And I made a decision to keep working. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not to give up.
Yeah.
God can speak to you if you listen.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wanting to give up, he said, look down. And I seen them ants. They kept on working. One carrying a half of a leaf. One carrying a crumb.
Uh-huh.
They kept on moving.
Yeah.
And I said, I can move too.
Yeah.
If I'm above them, I sure can move.
Amen.
And I found my encouragement through that.
Come on.
Come on here.
Yeah.
It's the little thing. The Bible said that those men had some background in stargazing, astrology, amen. And they knew these stars, and they seen that particular one rising. Something about that star kept on rising above. Something about the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Huh?
Glory.
I said it's something about the name of Jesus.
Yes.
It is the sweetest name,
name
I know.
Come on, sir.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
Yes.
It is the sweetest name I know.
Yes.
And because his name is that powerful, that's why demons tremble under the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Every power has to bow down to the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That's why sickness can't keep its head above your situation.
Yes.
Poverty can't keep its head above your situation.
Yes.
Your pains can't keep its head above his name.
Yes.
Because at the name of Jesus, everything,
yes.
Even if something that you don't know have a knee, got a knee.
Yes.
Power's got a knee.
Yes.
Policy's got a knee.
Yes.
Disease got a knee.
Yes.
Situations in your life that seem like it won't turn around, got a knee.
Yes.
Generational curses got a knee.
Yes.
Every knee shall bow.
Yes.
Three nations bowed in front of him. You don't think three nations have a lot of problems?
Come on.
But the three heads bowed down so the problems wouldn't stay above.
Come on.
Yes.
Glory to your name.
So when you come into his presence and you're the leader of your house,
Come on.
You ought to make everything in your house bow down because you're the head.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Because your calling is stronger than your position.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You got trouble, you bow down to God. And that trouble got to bow down too.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You come before his presence.
Yes.
Amen. With adoration and praise.
Yeah.
And you just lay prostrate. I'm sure if you're in his presence long enough, that stuff that's bothering you can't stay there.
Amen.
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 Your best sanctuary is not so much the one you come in,
uh-huh.
the best sanctuary where you train your spirit, man. Yeah. Amen. Amen. It's up here.
Yeah.
It's up here. Uh-huh. Whatsoever a man thinketh, that he also is.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Amen. Amen. You train your mind to keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Bible said he keep you in perfect peace.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm finding out some of these phony commercials with trouble ain't as strong as it panned out to be.
Uh-huh.
Hmm? I call it false advertising.
Yes.
Fear is false things that are appearing real.
Yes.
It's not even true. Fear is not even true. It's your perception of it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Amen. People sitting here talking about, I seen a spirit in my house. No, it wasn't. That was a shadow of your curtain. Shut up. You turned too quick and your eye didn't glimpse right. And you didn't have a blackout. There wasn't no spirit. Standing there not doing nothing, just going to stay in your house. It came to do damage. It ain't gonna just sit there like it's a pleasant guest. Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Teacher, Pastor.
You better put that spirit in the presence of God.
There you go.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
And you start seeing some things get out your house.
Come on, son.
Fear going first. Amen.
Amen.
And you keep his presence ever before. Amen. When his presence before you, like we talked about last week, when they kept the ark in front of them, mm-hmm. when they came to Jericho, the Spirit of the Lord was doing something on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And the presence of the Lord is doing something on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
We always trying to do something on the outside because we can see it, we can touch and feel it, and all that other stuff. But the presence of the Lord is always doing something on the inside. It's making that stronghold bow down.
Yes.
Huh? The Bible said if you can bind the strong man up, you can take the house.
Take the whole house.
Huh? You can take the house, you bind the strong man up.
Yes, sir.
Are you coming before him with thanksgiving and praise? Yes. Letting his presence overwhelm you. Yes. When you do that, you will see a whole panoramic view of God's miracle working blessings going on in your life.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. I'm finished. But know a calling stronger than your position.
Amen.
Amen. It's stronger than where you are. It's stronger than what somebody gave you. Come on here.
Amen.
The calling is stronger than your position.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
If you look at it, is that voice that was calling you before you was in your mother's womb. Hmm?
Amen.
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 God has made everything possible for us to win.
Amen.
He has. Mm-hmm. You imagine journeying 2 years through that desert, through different terrain, and staying committed for 2 years.
Amen.
Just to that one destination.
Yes.
Woo.
Amen.
Amen. Some people get frustrated going down the road 3 hours. You're talking about 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
What? Hmm? Praying for a couple hours? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
How much do you love God?
Mm-hmm.
If you love God, amen, mm-hmm. He'll let you hear some stuff mm-hmm. that you never heard before.
Yes, mm-hmm.
See some things that you never seen before.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yes.
Come into a place. Amen. That you've never been in before.
Uh-huh.
In his presence. Come on now.
Lord.
It's like Moses when he was a comedian. He said, Lord, I want to see your back parts.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The Lord said, get in the cleft of the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed by. He let him see something different.
Mm-hmm.
God want to show you something different.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Amen. He want to show you something different.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. But are you ready? Amen. Will 2024
mm-hmm.
be your ring?
Yes, yes.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
some stuff going on in your life that you need to get rid of. You say 2024, no more. Huh? God want to show you something different.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Anyone come to altar for prayer? Come by way of the blood, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for you manifesting yourself in our life. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because you are the reason for the season. You are the reason why everything exists, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, that your word, Lord God, lead us and guide us. Every day of our life, Lord God, we can't do anything without you. We can't even do anything without you, Lord God. We can't even bat an eye without you. We don't even know how to breathe, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for just how you are keeping your people. Keeping us strong, Lord God. You've been so good to us all year. We didn't even deserve it. But you was good to us anyway. Lord God, like you let the three wise men travel 2 years to get to your son. Jesus wasn't even an infant. He was running around. He was 2 years old. And it took them that long to get to the Savior. Lord God, no matter how long it takes, Lord, let us get to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us live so we can get to the place that you have for us.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name. Lord God, we ask you to bless every family here. Lord God, bless them, Lord God. Lord God, representation of the families, of friends, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to bless them, Lord God, in a mighty special way. Where needs healing, Lord God, heal. Salvation, Lord God. Save, Lord God. Deliverance, Lord God, deliver. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Some representing their own household, Lord God. As they bow their heads to you, Lord God. Everything that's coming against them got to bow. In Jesus' name. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And you reign. You reign over our lives, Lord God. You order our steps.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to cover our children, Lord God.
Yes.
With the blood, Lord God. We know there's many influences out there. A lot of them lying. But your word is true. Lord God, let them continue, Lord God, to profess your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us be better examples in front of them, Lord. Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping your hand over their lives, Lord God. Protecting them, Lord God. The word is in them. Lord God, we ask, Lord, the word continue to rise like the star. Your star rose above.
Hallelujah.
Let the word rise above every situation, every idea, every influence in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God. Continue to manifest yourself in your people greater, Lord God. Show them something different of you. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for holding back death.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Tying death's hands, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We give your name glory and honor, Lord God. The blood, the blood, the blood.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. God, you're so good, Lord God. We just give you praise, Lord God. Lord God, we announce, Lord God, no death.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Life, life, life.
Life and life more abundant.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That we live and profess your word.
Yes, sir.
Proclaim the good news, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God. What you're yet going to do.
Yes.
We give you praise for it, Lord God. In Jesus' name.